Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Matsina. Deputy Chief Minister Waipaton has stressed the urgent need to address addiction with compassion and responsibility. Inaugurating the District Drugs De-Addiction Center at Chuketong Town in Wakha yesterday, he said, addiction is a serious concern that impacts families and communities. He expressed hope that the new facility would serve as a lifeline to those struggling with substance abuse. Mr. Paton also emphasized the vital role of the church in spreading awareness, offering support, and guiding those on the path to recovery. The De-Addiction Center is a joint initiative of the Bethesda Youth Welfare Center, the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, State Department of Social Welfare, and the Wakha District Administration. MLA Dr. Tsilhutyo Rutso has underscored the importance of accessible and preventive healthcare services in urban localities. He said this during the inauguration of the Health and Wellness Center, sub-center at Ward 11 in Kohima yesterday. He highlighted that the new facility is among 8 similar projects currently underway in Kohima urban area. He urged the community to treat the center as their own property and make full use of its services so as to ensure future development.
It's going to be a medical service for Bacho Bacho. The statistics, the report that is put into the register will speak for upgradation of your own centers and more facilities may go out there, right?
The center, constructed under the National Health Mission, is aimed at providing quality primary health care services to the local community free of cost. It offers comprehensive primary health care services such as maternal and child care, basic oral health care, elderly services, and emergency trauma care, besides diagnostic services. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India will never restore the Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. Mr. Shah said the government is addressing the root causes of terrorism, be it in Kashmir, Naxal areas or in the northeast. As many as 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu. The Ministry of External Affairs said last night 290 Indian nationals have returned home safely from Iran on a special flight from Mashhad that landed in New Delhi. Meanwhile, Nepal and Sri Lanka have expressed gratitude to India for assisting in the evacuation of their citizens under Operation Sindhu from conflict-hit Iran. The Indian embassy in Iran said that it had made efforts to evacuate citizens of Nepal and Sri Lanka and noted that the efforts were made at the request of the governments of the two neighbors. Wakha Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar has underlined Nagaland's vast growth potential through resources like oil and gas, natural biodiversity, and a skilled, tech-savvy youth population. Speaking at the District Planning and Development Board meeting yesterday, he also highlighted the state's strategic geographic location as a gateway to Southeast Asia. Mr. Kumar noted that Nagaland's economy is witnessing a structural shift, with the tertiary sector now contributing more to the state's GDP, moving away from reliance on the primary sector. However, he flagged challenges such as high expenditure on salaries and pensions, unique land ownership systems, power deficits, law and order concerns, poor physical, digital and connectivity, and limited excise revenue due to prohibition. He identified sectors like tourism, creative industries, technology services and green industries as key economic drivers for the state's growth. The DC urged all line departments to align their targets to create a shared roadmap for development. And India Meteorological Department has forecast continued heavy to very heavy rainfall over the northeastern states during the next 3 days. The weather body said isolated heavy rainfall is likely over the region thereafter for subsequent 4 days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.